Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 7th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Loss of Y chromosome and major cardiovascular events in a prospective study of older men. Loss of the Y chromosome from circulating leukocytes is common in older men and is definitively associated with increased cardiovascular risk. This genetic phenomenon functions as a predictor for incident major adverse cardiovascular events, including myocardial infarction and ischemic stroke. The association was investigated in a prospective cohort of 5,131 men aged 65 years or older, providing a clear link in a healthy patient population. This indicates the role of genetic factors in cardiovascular disease progression in older males. Article number 2. Frailty scale captures multidimensional vulnerability and predicts mortality in heart failure. Frailty is highly prevalent among patients with heart failure and consistently correlates with adverse clinical outcomes. The clinical frailty scale accurately captures multidimensional vulnerability, reflecting both physical and cognitive decline in this patient population. This scale demonstrates significant prognostic utility, predicting 2-year all-cause mortality in hospitalized patients with heart failure. The findings establish the clinical frailty scale as a robust tool for risk stratification in contemporary heart failure care. Article number 3. C10. CR6 positive T cells drive immune checkpoint inhibitor myocarditis. Myocarditis is a severe and established complication of immune checkpoint inhibitor therapy, with a major risk factor being the use of combination treatments, particularly relatlimab combined with anti-programmed cell death protein 1 therapy. This study definitively identified C.10, CR6 positive T cells, as the specific T cell population responsible for driving immune checkpoint inhibitor myocarditis. The research revealed the critical signaling pathways in T cell populations that lead to cardiac infiltration in this adverse event. These findings provide a clear understanding of the pathogenic mechanisms underlying immune checkpoint inhibitor myocarditis. Article number 4. Prognostic implications of evolving universal definitions of periprocedural myocardial infarction in patients with acute coronary syndrome. Universal definitions of percutaneous coronary intervention-related myocardial infarction have undergone substantial updates, including an increase in biomarker thresholds from 3 to 5 times the upper reference limit. New ancillary criteria such as ischemic symptoms, electrocardiographic changes, or angiographic complications have also been introduced. These evolving definitions directly impact the diagnosis and prognostic assessment of patients with acute coronary syndrome. The changes have significant implications for patient risk stratification and treatment strategies following percutaneous coronary intervention. Article number 5. Inhibition of annexin A2 facilitates PHB2-mediated mitophagy in cardiomyocytes to alleviate cardiac injury and remodeling after infarction. Mitophagy is critically involved in cardiac injury and repair processes following myocardial infarction. The annexin A family of proteins plays an important role in regulating mitophagy. This study established that the inhibition of annexin A2 facilitates PHB2-mediated mitophagy, specifically in cardiomyocytes. This mechanism was shown to alleviate cardiac injury and subsequent remodeling after myocardial infarction, indicating annexin A2 as a potential therapeutic target. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.